Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on, folks? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings. This one, July 7th, 2016. That was the day I turned 46. Yes, 46 years old. I was doing the show with a young lady by the name of Jen Ryan on this episode. You'll hear the opening segment. Julius was there. If I remember, Julius was butthurt. He didn't like the idea that we were like auditioning people. Jen Ryan sat in for a couple of days. And I remember there was, I don't know, something weird happened between Julius and me off the air because he didn't want to be there when she was there. Who knows? But he ended up gutting through it, muscling through, thank God. And Jen is still kicking around the industry somewhere. I think she's working in radio, maybe podcasting. I have no idea. But anyway, we did a couple of shows together. So this is the first one of those for my time at 107.3 WBBL. Enjoy it. And good morning. Show number 64, The Eric Zane Show. We are back in the saddle again. In the Mapestead.com Bankruptcy Studios. Okay. This is a fantastic thing we have here. As what we decided to do some time ago when we started this show was, okay, here we go. Let's build this show from the ground up, as we've talked about many, many times. So Eric comes in. He's got his microphone. He's got his big mouth, his gigantic nose. And there you go. Go do it. Cumulus Grand Rapids said, go do this show. And 6 days into our show, and I talked about this on Facebook last night, 6 days in, we got thrown a wild pitch, and then all of a sudden, I am alone. And so Julius steps in into the chair, completely out of his element, and does this amazing job helping lift me up and this radio station up to get us to the point where we are today. And all during that time, I talked many, many times with you on the in the audience, and was completely truthful, and always have been and always will be, that these are all open jobs. And
So we had discussions about who do we bring in, and we had been looking all across the country for people to come into this radio show and audition, flat out try it. And I called it on the promo yesterday, Radio Yahtzee. You just throw the dice in the shaker, throw it out, and what do you get? And fast forward to right this exact moment, we invited a young lady by the name of Jen Ryan in. Jen, I welcome you to the show. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
So the dynamic is this. I've known Jen for, we had...
Well, 15 minutes?
Yes. 15 minutes of FaceTime. Two conversations on the telephone.
Very quick conversations, yes.
Yep. And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. Sometimes you can't sit there and okay, this is how we're going to do it, and have long, drawn-out meetings. You just go in, and can you have a conversation and produce a dynamic on the radio? That's
right.
It.
Right.
Is it something that people can listen to? And we're going to find that out.
So that's a little scary, though,
isn't
it?
It's very scary. But being that we've been doing this a long time, how long have you been doing radio?
14 years. So I'm no stranger to radio, that's for sure. I've never done talk radio, though.
Okay, but you talk all day
to
everybody.
I do talk all
day. So that's all this is. You have this. You've got it. And I'm 100% confident in you because the people that I trust at the radio station who trusted and believed in me, mm-hmm. they trust in you. And that's all I needed.
Okay.
So they said to me, go in there and do your thing. So here we are. So for me to sit here and hem and haw and act all nervous and weird would make it just that. So it's my job to make you feel comfortable, and I know you'll do perfectly. And the interesting thing about this dynamic is we have a day where someone new mm-hmm. and this gigantic news story looming, which is of all the hard news, it doesn't get much harder than police and individuals getting shot. And it
right.
seems like the last 2 days, that's exactly what has happened with so many thoughts going through people's head about what is what. So we will cover that story. So it's kind of dominating, but at the same time, you're dominating our news world right here. The fact that you are here and this radio station has been on for 3 months now. In fact, to the day, it was April 7th that I signed on. So May, June, July. Show 64 is 3 months.
I feel like this is a little celebration then for you. It's like a 3 month anniversary.
It is. And
had I known, I would have got you something special. What? Like, I don't know, a cupcake, a new pen.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You're very kind.
You're welcome.
But as we begin that's the background. And I posted a Facebook video. I went Facebook Live yesterday and shot a video informing everybody of this. So, but not everybody sees those things. Mm-hmm. So if you're just tuning in, you're hearing this for the first time, wondering what is going on. As we welcome in Julius. Julius, how are you, my friend?
Good. How's it going?
You're back in your chair after 3 months. Is that weird?
It is. Don't left a weird mark on it. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. 46 today. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And so here we are. All that and a birthday too. So and it's funny, Julius, you mentioned Doan, who you know Doan wears his heart on his sleeve. He is one of the most emotional people on the planet. And he has had so much fun in here with us. Tyler is a 22-year-old guy, Jen, who has throwing him in on this show, as active of a show as this is, and he's become a big part of it, one of the fan favorites, and everybody loves him. Everybody loves everybody in this show. But Doan in particular has certain nuances that make him stand out. And one of the things is that he's a bigger guy, and he's got a voice like this.
Oh, my gosh.
So that has become part of the fabric of this show. And plus, he's completely uncomfortable talking out in public, and we sometimes send him out in public to do things. And so he's had a great time, and he really likes it, and he's become friends with my family, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have, with my kids, he's about their age. So they've hit it off. So to call Tyler Doan yesterday and say, Doan, sit a few plays out for a couple of days. Julius is going back to where you are, and we're letting Jen audition. It was like we shot his dog.
Oh,
so
no.
He was devastated. And in fact, Julius, I don't know if you know this, I was sitting there in the later stages of the day yesterday, and I thought about Tyler, and I know that our boss Dave, one of the big three, I said to him,
big three in more than one way.
Yes. Well, all right.
Personally, I was hoping no one would tell Tyler, and he'd show up, and then I could just go home.
Well, that's funny because when I saw you in the hallway after you informed of this, and you said, "I wish you'd have just told me to stay home."
That would have been awesome, 3-day vacation.
Well, so I thought about Tyler. I go, I wonder if anybody has called Tyler.
I wish you wouldn't have.
And would you stop it? Would you? I just said to you how sweet he is, and I don't want to upset the guy even more.
Well, no, he'd still be here, though.
He would have probably gone home.
Oh, I would have gone home.
You would have gone.
They would have been in the back there doing rock, paper, scissors. Who gets to go?
No, he would have volunteered.
Yeah, he would have. And so, but I called Jack and Annette and I said, look, man, have you told Tyler? And he goes, oh, yeah. Oh, no, I forgot. I was like, how can you? Come on, man. So he called Tyler and then he called me back and I go, how'd it go? He goes, it sounded like I just killed this dog. And so then I called him up and he goes, I just love working on your show. And I was like, oh, come on, man. You're killing me. It's okay. So,
well, he's not gone.
No, I know. It's what I said. I go, Tyler, it's not like you're.
It's not like you lost your job.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what's going on today. We have a lot to talk about.
I feel like maybe you should call him back and just say, why don't you just hang out?
Well, the thing is, they've got a strict policy about hours here. And Tyler is literally allotted 29 and a half hours. And we've talked about this on the show many, mm-hmm. many times. So, and if he were to come in and just stand here, that would be a problem. I think they have. Isn't there some legal maneuver? You actually can't be in here unless you're physically doing work.
Yes, correct.
So he would have to like stack chairs or clean the carpet or do something like that. If he's just standing there looking on, it's a problem.
Well, I'm sure they could find something for him to do. I mean, cleaning carpet. Come on.
Yeah, but you see, that would take time away from potential hours where he could be running a baseball game or board hopping something.
Okay.
And we can't have that. But Julius is pulling a ton of audio for a lot of the things we have coming up today. I will say this. There was a moment yesterday when this was all developing, because I was put in the loop of what's going on 12, 20 hours ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it all happened really, really quickly. Hey, Jen's coming in, and you're going to do the show. So Julius has to know that. So there is a... Julius, how scared were you yesterday? Did a little oddness and fear come across your heart when we got off the air yesterday and Jack and Ed popped his head in the door?
Not fear, no. More
but
like
you thought something was. Well, you're a pretty steady hand, I must admit. I would have been freaking out.
More like I just wasted 3 months of my life.
Oh my gosh. Like the only person in radio that would say he had no fear, and oh man, I just wasted
Dude,
3 months of my life.
I was like, oh god. And well, I'll get into detail as to exactly. Well, you know what? I'll just do it now. We've got the time. We're sitting in here, and I know throughout the show that we have Jen coming in tomorrow, but it's mm-hmm. he's going to be informed of this by the bosses, and that's the way they do it. So I'm like, okay, cool. What I didn't expect was to be in here, and we're wrapping up the show, and it was as simple as, okay, all right, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And I shut the mic off, and before my finger could key off of what I was pressing, the door opens, and Dave's face pops in.
That is, like, heart-stopping to me, and I'm not even working here, because I know what that typically means.
Have you been fired?
Oh, yeah.
How many times have you been through that?
Last time I was laid off, we just lost funding for the time slots. Yeah, but it's fired. I mean, they're never going to replace that time slot, but that's what it was.
Did you ever? Okay, so that wasn't anything you did?
No, and the other time I was fired was because 2 weeks later the station sold. So they fired the entire staff prior to selling.
So you've never been fired for insubordination.
Oh, gosh, no.
Say anything terrible on the radio. These are all things I've done.
No, it's all been financial. Okay. Station sold. This last one, you know, we had a round of layoffs and got caught up in it.
How bad did you cry in each of those moments? Was it terrible, or did you keep a good poker face?
I kept a good poker face in the building.
Yeah.
In the building, absolutely. I will tell you, the first time I was let go is when the station sold, and I bawled like a baby in the car. I mean, devastation. Yeah. You could not understand what I was saying when I called my parents. It was horrible.
You think your life was over?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that weird? And then something good came out of it. You from the first firing to the next job, you were in a better place when you got the next job.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Because
At the time,
you think, I'm going to die.
Yes.
That, from the last incident when I got fired, actually cast me into the world, the very odd world of anxiety, mental, or I should say anxiety and depression disorder. And I'm still in it. And it was, it just, it threw me into it. It's like, here you go, take that. And it's been a long time to try to get over that. And I'm still getting over it. I was on medicine for the longest time with therapy sessions. And since then it's improved dramatically because I've gotten more confident here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. But at the time it's like, oh my God, it's never going to get better. I just blew it. I'm over. I'm dead. And it's never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems. The truth is somewhere in the middle, it seems.
It really is. And I went through the exact same thing, especially the first time. Even though stations sold, I knew that. But somehow, you're right, it sent me into anxiety, depression, counseling, the whole nine yards. And I remember sitting in a counseling session, bawling. And the lady was like, seriously, get a grip. I don't know what it is with all you radio and TV people, but get a grip. This is not the end of your life.
Yeah,
I was like, you are the wrong counselor for me.
Yeah, tough love counseling. I wouldn't handle that at all.
No, I bawled even more than saying, you hate me.
So then you need a new counselor and a new job.
Yeah, yeah. It was a dark, bleak time.
Well, Jack and Ed pops his head in, and then this all happened in 1 second. And I think to myself, don't say what I think you're going to say. And then he said what I thought he was going to say.
Man.
He looks at Julius. Well, actually, he goes, are you off? And it was like that. I go, yeah, uh-huh. Julius, John and I need to see you in the office.
Oh, my gosh.
And he walks out.
Wait, how is his heart still beating at that point?
And
not like I'll be losing that much.
Come on now, don't. Please.
Julius.
Please don't do that.
Come on.
Then I said, it's not a big deal, man. It's really not a big deal. So then fast forward, he comes back in. It's no big deal, obviously. And later on in the day, I talked to Dave. I go, Dave, so what happened there? What? I go, well, you made it seem like he was getting fired. I did? I go, well, yeah. Yeah, you did. He goes, well, you had done it. I go, well, I mean, how I would have done it. It's really, I go, I'm not a manager, but I would have said, hey, Julius, I know this is weird because we're 1 second off the air and I'm calling you into the corner office, but it's not what it seems. Come on, we got to fill you in on something going on. Well, that's it. That's all you do. I go, wait, this is communication. Just talk to the guy.
We're in radio. You should know how to communicate, right?
So I felt bad telling him, but at the same time, I felt the need. I was like, no. I mean, if you were going to give him the ziggy, well, all right, great. I mean, I understand.
Right.
That's the way it goes. But no, good to go. And so a lot of people, you wouldn't believe. And we should probably talk about this because, as everybody knows, I'm an open book, and I made it very clear in the Facebook video what was going on. One guy who I think is maybe the most hateful person towards women existed on the Facebook comments. And that's the thing. You make a Facebook video. What does everybody do? You look at the comments. What's the reaction? You're bouncing new information off people. How do they feel? And truth be told, when I'm doing it, have you ever done Facebook Live before? Have you ever seen how it unfolds?
No, because I've never really.
It's the greatest thing in the world because in a world of radio where you're constantly looking for feedback as to what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong, they have the ultimate way to determine if what you're saying is being received positively or negatively.
I know.
It's frown. Mad face, sad face, thumbs up,
hearts,
and they scroll across the screen while you're doing it. And so at first I'm getting thumbs up, happy. And then as audiences go, you know, the very, very finicky bunch, they don't anything different. They don't like if I'm wearing a different shirt. You know, they know. And so that's the business we're in. And so all of a sudden I see a couple mad faces. And a couple more mad faces. And they're like, oh, God, oh, no, I'm panicking on a stupid Facebook Live video. So this all unfolds, but it was all good. It wasn't nearly as bad as what I thought it was, getting back to that. But there's one guy. This guy, there is no chance that this guy will ever get married, will ever have anything to do with the woman. It was probably the most hateful thing I've seen. I was like, oh, come on. He claimed that I'll be sued and fired by the end of the day. He thinks that women ruin everything. The guy went crazy on this. And there's several women I know who follow on the Facebook video.
Oh, my God.
What is that like? What is that like as a lady in a job dominated by men? I mean, by the way, it's very important to point out as well that you are in a men's club.
Oh, absolutely. This is a men's club.
So how does that play with you? I mean, you're in a very tough spot to make. I mean, in a day and age where, first of all, women rarely lead shows and are put in bad situations all the time. What is your take on all that?
Well, in the past, I've always been, I think, I've had a couple bad eggs, is what I call it. But in general, I think I've been very lucky, to be honest with you, because I've had very respectful men that I work with and things like that. But it's interesting because I was going to say that particular listener that, you know, said those hateful comments and things like that. If I were to be here, I can almost guarantee you he would end up trying to date me. Because that is just how things go in my life. It's bizarre, but that's exactly how it would be. But, you know, you're right. It's a men's club. You just got to kind of roll with the punches as a woman. Stand up for yourself. Be strong. Don't back down and say,
oh, my God.
Okay.
You're so making friends with that statement right there.
Well,
good for you.
You
good
have
you.
To. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, what else do you do?
Okay, but business as usual for us on the show today. And when we come back, I've got to tell you about a story that's actually from kind of your neck of the woods. You said you know this being a sports station, but this is not a sports show, obviously. I mean, we have sports topics if it's worth talking about, and we do obviously have sports updates on our local teams. But anybody who's listened to the show for any amount of time and knows me from the previous show knows that this covers everything in this show.
Right.
But this, you're from Ohio.
Yes, I grew up there.
And you came from Cleveland.
Yes.
You drove from Cleveland.
Yes, I actually grew up in Cleveland, and I spent many years in Columbus.
You went to Ohio State.
I did go to Ohio State, yes. Okay. Please don't throw it.
No, I don't.
At me.
I mean, I've never ever I think Columbus fans are more hateful towards Michigan fans than Michigan fans are towards Ohio State fans. I'm not sure about that.
I would have absolute total disagreement
really?
With you on that. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I got to tell you, have you followed Twitter on the Hate Ohio State Week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
It's pretty odd to me that this is all over football.
I know.
Mean, it's like one of the great wars that's ever taken place.
Exactly. And it's all over piece of pigskin.
Well, this happened. Well, first of all, Julius hates Ohio. It's Ohio, right, that you hate dramatically. It's a big problem. You have a big problem with Ohio.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this happened in Columbus. But do you hate bicyclists, too?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you're stuck. Because have you seen this story about the guy at a parade in Columbus called the Doodah Parade?
The Doodah Parade, yes.
The Doodah Parade is in Columbus. And what they do is they do it every 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And it's a celebration of free speech and satire.
Yes.
And this dude did something that everybody is so pissed about it. And I'm not. I think it's just some dude being an idiot, and he probably is an idiot. But two things. It's important to describe what he did, and then it's important to describe the people's response to it in the Doodah Parade in Columbus. So you've seen the parade?
I've been to the parade. Yes, I have been to the parade. I love the parade. I think that it's very funny.
It sounds like it.
I think you have to go and just know that you're going to see some of the stupidest things out there and be able to laugh at it. I mean, but I love the Doodah Parade.
Okay. We're going to take a quick phone call. This is now Jennifer. You don't know this, but Doris is a longtime listener of WBBL. And she, when I started on here, she's been very supportive. Doris, how are you?
Doing good. Getting ready to go to chemo.
Okay. How what's the status? I mean, how far along are we in your treatments, darling?
We're on maintenance.
Okay. Okay, I guess that's good, isn't it? I mean, is that good news?
Okay. Yeah, they said it's working, so we're gonna keep going with it.
Okay, so what did you have for us today?
Happy birthday to you. I'm gonna sing the other one because prettier.
Because you sang Julius a different version of it was much prettier.
Okay,
I want that one.
Birthdays come but once a year. So I sing this message clear. Happy birthday, Eric, dear. Happy
Thank you, Doris. You're amazing. I appreciate
that.
That
was beautiful.
Boy, can
love you. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you.
Very good. Very. Doris is blind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and her husband, is it Bob? Do you know if it's Bob? Her husband is blind also. So the two of them, imagine that. They're just amazing. Thank you so much. All right, Doodah Parade is next. We'll talk about it. Jen Ryan is here. Your thoughts at 800-785-1073. And if anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
All right, that's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. All of the Lost Zane recordings are there up to this episode. And then, of course, you've got the Patreon bonus podcast. You've got the Insane Asylum, which is my two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100. You get it before it even airs, minus the commercials. Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, and then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Every Friday, sometimes Thursday, most Fridays. We missed this last week because of schedule issues. But that has a live audience with us on Zoom, and it's just so much fun. Okay? All there for $5 or $10 a month. Thank you very much. Try it out. Just try it. And if it stinks, cancel it. You get the rest of the month. But I'm pretty sure that you're going to like it. If you like any bit of the podcast, you will love the Patreon. That's where it all comes together. And if you really like it, I'll give you the whole year for 10% off, okay? So if it's if you go for the $5 a month tier one, it's only $54 for the year. $10 a month, which is $120 for the year, I'll give it to you for $108. There you go. Thanks, folks. I appreciate the time. Take care.